What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. Tomorrow, of course, is Halloween. Hopefully not too much of the country is going to get snowed out for that. But apparently there is a big storm coming down from Canada. This is going to be the real start of winter when that thing hits. And we're probably going to get some of it here in Indiana, but not the full brunt the way the Rockies and everything are going to go. Anyway, getting into the news today, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room. He's ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. All right. Over the last 24 hours, more and more people are coming on out and saying they're not buying the official story of that raid into Syria, into the Idlib area. Some are suggesting that if, in fact, somebody actually was killed, it wasn't Baghdadi. It was one of the ISIS spokesmen, Abu Mohammed Salama. And as it turns out, the house where the U.S. claimed Baghdadi was living did not belong to him. It belonged to one of the military commanders of ISIS. So this one's already starting to fall apart faster than the story about the raid in Abbottabad that killed the then already dead for years Osama bin Laden here. So there's a lot of skeptical commentary out there. And the story is already mutating to try and patch the holes in it. Article over here from StephenLensman.org. ISIS leader killed, Trump's dubious announcement. And of course, what they're trying to distract from is that this group was created, supported, and controlled by the United States, and their fighters used as proxy troops deployed to Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Yemen, and elsewhere, aided by Pentagon terror bombing. And Trump's announcement was a political stunt to divert attention momentarily from Democratic efforts to remove him by impeachment or the 25th Amendment or whatever else they can try and think of. The impeachment thing is in serious trouble. And also, it's going to become a major feature of his reelection campaign by claiming that he's combating terrorism and the scourge, which ultimately was actually created by the United States. If you got to have enemies, sometimes you have to make them yourself. So, Radio Mahafazat Idlib, a Telegram channel, wrote on Sunday that the house the U.S. claims al-Baghdadi resided in with his family belonged to the commander of Horus al-Din group, and he, and not Baghdadi, was who was killed in the attack, along with his wife and five children. Now, the Russian military is continuing to question the official account of the raid, saying it was not aware of any U.S. military operations in the region. Remember, Trump thanked Russia for cooperation in allowing them into the airspace over the de-escalation zone. And Russia's come on out and said, nobody even talked to us about it. And we're not really sure what happened because raids are very noisy things. And there was nothing on radar, and they're just not buying it. They don't think anything actually happened over there. Now, do you remember back when they raided Abbottabad and killed a guy who kind of, sort of, if you squint real hard, looked like Osama bin Laden? Then they dumped his body in the ocean, and they've done the exact same thing with the remains of al-Baghdadi. They call it burial at sea, and they followed all of the Islamic formalities that are supposed to be required following this very fast DNA test, which confirms it was al-Baghdadi. And that one is also in doubt, given how long DNA tests usually take. So Remember last time with Osama, the government leaked out a whole bunch of pictures trying to make it look like Osama bin Laden was dead, which all of them ultimately proved to be fake. So this time, they're not taking any chances. All of the photos and videos of this operation and supposedly what was left of Baghdadi are classified. They're not going to be coming on out. With one exception, Trump declassified and released a picture of what they're calling the canine hero who cornered Baghdadi. And apparently they're claiming the dog's name is Conan. And the dog supposedly was hurt after it went into the tunnel in pursuit of Baghdadi. So they're trying to make a hero out of the dog. Over at the Ron Paul Institute, Ron Paul is commenting on the fact that Trump once again has flip-flopped on the Syria withdrawal. He folded up like a cheap suit. He was going to bring the troops home from Syria. No, they're going to go into Iraq. Iraq doesn't want them. Well, we're going to send them back into Syria to guard and protect that oil for Exxon. I mean, to keep it out of the hands of ISIS, keep it out of the hands of Assad. So this isn't, he lied to us. And Ron Paul asks a very, very pointed question. Where does President Trump think he gets the legal or moral authority to send U.S. troops to illegally occupy foreign territory and determine what that foreign country or can or cannot do with its own resources? Because that's the bottom line. That oil belongs to Syria. Doesn't belong to the United States, doesn't belong to ISIS, it belongs to Syria. And they need that money right now to rebuild from the years of war. So Trump had a chance to bring that to an end, but I'm sure the war hawks got on out there and said, you know, if we leave, it'll be seen as a defeat. And if we lose in Syria, the wheels come off the war wagon. We won't be able to get our war with Iran. We won't be able to carry out the plan for the new American century. So it's ramping back up, and they're reselling ISIS as a terror threat. Get you all scared enough to say, oh yes, we must go back into Syria. Here, take my money, take my children. Yes, we have no choice whatsoever than to go back into Syria. So SecDef Esper says the U.S. will keep the Syrian government away from the Syrian oil. And the Pentagon intends to retain control of the oil fields and says they will repel anyone trying to take that oil with overwhelming force. This is thievery. This is brigandry. Are looking for a name for it. It's piracy. So Trump has announced his intention to control the oil and conceivably to try and take some of it on behalf of the U.S. And remember, yesterday Russia released satellite photos showing that the U.S. is in fact smuggling oil out of Syria. And apparently Trump is already talking to the majors like Exxon to go on in and harvest the oil from those oil fields. Now that's going to be a bit of a problem because Russia, Gazprom, already has a contract with the government of Syria to develop those oil fields. So anyway, Trump's plan to send the U.S. oil majors into Syria, needless to say, has sparked a great deal of outrage. And on October 23rd, the Amsterdam District Court issued an order for the seizure of 100% of the shares of the South Stream Transport BV company, which is contracted to build the offshore section of the Turkish Stream pipeline. About the oil, it's all about the pipelines and the rights of way and who gets the transport fees. That's what these wars are really all about. So Russia is saying that despite this, the construction of the Turkish Stream pipeline will be completed on schedule. So beginning sometime next year, this pipeline will deliver a combined total of 30 billion cubic meters of gas to Turkey and southeastern Europe per year, bypassing Ukraine. So another article, this one came from Journal Neo, saying something stinks in Syria's oil fields. And that's exactly what's going on here. Nobody's buying this nonsense that the United States has any kind of a right to control or exploit Syria's oil. It belongs to Syria. And Syria needs the money. So nobody's sure what's going to happen here, except that this is clearly an act of war against Syria, a country that has done absolutely nothing to us. Now, a little earlier, I was saying they're trying to rebuild the image of ISIS. They need to revive the boogeyman to scare you all into going along with the war agenda. And a former NATO, U.S. NATO commander is saying, ISIS is coming back. Terror network will accelerate planned attacks after the death of its leader, and they're going to target the Christmas markets. So they're telegraphing there is, in fact, going to be a false flag. Could be Christmas, could be as early as Thanksgiving. Now, over at WikiLeaks, they had a whistleblower come forward and revealed that the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons falsified their reports on the Douma bombing in Syria in 2018 to frame the Syrian government, instead of reporting accurately that the attack was carried out by the Western-backed jihadists. So even the OPCW is compromised on all of this. All righty. Now, Baghdadi had been in U.S. custody. And Trump was saying that Baghdadi was fleeing U.S. military forces in a tunnel and then killed himself by detonating a suicide vest that he wore. The Washington Post actually came out with the comment that the fact that he was willing to detonate the vest he was personally wearing proves he was not a coward. And the Russians have come on out disputing this talk about his screaming and crying and whining, because apparently there was no audio hookup down in that tunnel. So it's just all fake. It's all fake. So anyway. All right, over in North Korea, they're starting to talk rather bellicose again, saying that the North Koreans are growing impatient with the U.S., and warn of an exchange of fire at any moment amid the stalled talks. And it comes back down to something I pointed out before. The U.S. approach to these negotiations, something they learned from the Israelis, is you give us what we want first, and then we'll do something nice for you. And that's not the way that these things get done. North Korea gives a little, then the U.S. gives a little, then North Korea gives a little more, then the U.S. gives a little more. And, you know, North Korea made a lot of obvious gestures. They shut down their missile testing site. They've done no more nuclear testing. They sent back the remains of U.S. soldiers who had been left behind in the Korean War. They opened up the DMZ and allowed families who'd been separated by the Korean War all those years ago to finally see each other after all those years. Now, yes, for the most part, these are token gestures. But Kim Jong-un is rightly waiting for the United States to say, we got to do something. You know, let's stop holding these military drills off their coast with Japan. You know, it's a big Pacific Ocean. You can have those drills anywhere. And the U.S. refuses to budge an inch. It's almost like they don't want peace with North Korea, which has been my theory all along. All right, we got some callers on the line. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hi, Mr. Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, cool. Yesterday, I called in and told you that I was on the fence with this whole Baghdadi, whatever his name is. I think you're right. The more that I think about this, this is staged. I don't know who they killed, if they killed anybody, but, you know, I went back on, you know, my phone and was looking yesterday. There's accounts of this guy dying 4 or 5 different times. Somebody can't die 4 or 5 times, you know, or 6 or whatever. The next comment, or the next thing I wanted to talk to you about, I keep hearing about this oil, petroleum, and energy. We're all slaves to energy, and I wish it wasn't the case. But I've been looking into something, and I forget the actual, they changed the name of it. Mike Adams was talking about it, and that's cold fusion. What do you know about cold fusion?
Well, cold fusion was announced by two electrochemists, Fleischmann and Bonds, and the idea was basically that they'd found a way to create small-scale, low-level fusion with ordinary laboratory equipment. And at first, there were a bunch of scientists who said they were able to duplicate the result. And then all of a sudden, some unknown party came on into the university where these guys worked, and they bought the patent, and that was the last we heard about it. Now, there are still a lot of people pursuing cold energy, but I think in the published description of the setup, they've left out one critical step to make sure that it wouldn't work. And meanwhile, apparently the U.S. military are playing around with it. They think it's a viable power source.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, like my, and I say this loosely, one of the things that I'm on my own hobby, my hobby's physics. I like physics and electrogravitics and things like that. The thing that I would like to see, us not have an electric bill or the flying cars. Like, I think the technology's here, but it's just being suppressed. I mean, you know, this is ridiculous, the type of world we're living in. It's almost, you know, 2020 almost, and we're still using petroleum. We're still using, quote-unquote, you know, dirty electricity. I mean, there's cleaner things out there, but yet they're keeping us suppressed, so they keep, and I call them the MFers, and I use that loosely as money funders. These people, you know, that are, you know, funding the money to keep some of this stuff suppressed, and as well as keep us, you know, slaves to this. And I know you said it before. You know, I you said it to me before. You know, we're facing a Soviet style collapse. Everything around us is falling apart. Look at the infrastructure. Look, California is on fire. The grids, you know, in California, what is it? There's over 1 million people, 1.4 million people are out of power. I mean, that's third world. You know what I mean? And so, I mean,
and for them to just sit there and say, this is the new normal, get used to it, be prepared for blackouts. Yeah, it is third world.
Absolutely. I mean, and I'm big on this whole cold fusion thing. You know, I'm a little curious about it. I don't know too much about it. But I think, like you said, I think it is viable, and maybe, you know, some of these civilians out here or people like me that, you know, find that to be interesting, you know, maybe we ought to put our heads together and come up with something.
Well, I'd like to see it happen, but the idea about cold fusion, if we each of us owned our own little power station, then the electric corporations would be driven out of business, and they don't want that to happen. The same thing with the oil companies. Oil is established big business in this country, and they don't want to look at anything that threatens their profitability. You know, they went along with this whole ethanol experiment because they thought it was going to improve their bottom lines, and actually, it has. But you're right. Anything that is a threat to the current status quo is going to get dismissed, denied, ridiculed. Anyway, stay on the line, Kevin. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
What really and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Kevin in West Virginia. Do you remember the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit? And how a central part of its storyline was that this corrupt judge and his cronies had bought up the public transportation system, the red car, and they were going to dismantle it in order to force the people of Southern California to buy cars and tires and boost profits that way. And that's actually based on a little bit of historical reality.
Yes, I do. It was a little before my time, but I have seen the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yes.
I have.
Yes.
The other thing that a suggestion for you, I don't know if you've heard of the guy. His name is Joseph P. Farrell. He's got a website called thegizadeathstar.com, and he gets
yes.
into alternative uses of energy, and you know, he wrote a bunch of books, actually. The ones he's famous for, like I said, the Giza Death Star, talking about how the pyramids of Giza, you know, that they're the outer shells and could be machines, you know, could have been a weapon, you know, could have been a machine, too. But I think, you know, the conversation with energy, I would like to see it being opened up a whole lot more besides the oil and besides renewable, You know, there's other alternatives out here, and I just wish the discussion would broaden up more and to just petroleum and just, you know, wind, water, you know, solar, air. You know, there's other ways. Like I said, coal fusion, you know, it's relatively cheap and it's relatively more bang for your buck, I should say.
Well, I'd hesitate to use the word bang, but you're essentially correct.
I mean, I just would like to see that discussion opened up. But that's all I have for you, Mr. Mike. I hope you have a great day.
Okay, but there are some online resources regarding cold fusion. you may have to go to an alternative search engine to find it now because, you know, Google is rapidly becoming worthless as a search engine. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. Okay, we're going to switch over to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, talking about Baghdadi, you know, I think a website, RBN, has it six times reported that they killed him, which I guess, you know, we're supposed to forget about those reports all the time, but unless I've just been watching too many episodes of The Terminator and just rose up again. But, you know, the whimpering, screaming, and crying, adding all these possibilities, I don't buy it for one moment because in a fight-and-flight response for your life, there's no time for any of those things, especially when you have a bomb strapped to your chest and you're thinking about detonating the bomb. There's no time for any of that. So that's drama. That's Washington drama.
Yeah.
That's trying to make Trump to feel really good because time for any of that stuff. You get time for whimpering, screaming, and crying when you're cornered in a cage there or in a tunnel or something, and you have no way of detonating a bomb. And, you know, they're creeping in maybe. You might, but it's pretty unlikely because, he was the head of the outfit there, ISIS or ISIL. So I just don't buy any of that. It's just a typical theater for Washington and to make Trump feel like a hero, you know, a superhero here. They tried that same crap with Saddam Hussein when they said they captured him. He was hiding below the floorboards or something. And I don't know why they decide to do that, to make themselves look heroic and superhero type. It's not necessary, and I just don't buy it anyway. Like I said, six times we've been told that he's dead. Geez, that's a pretty bad track record, but I've never heard anybody in mainstream media talk about that. So, one thing I want to throw by you, I think I sent it to you today. There's an article on the RBN website, had me scratching my head a little bit here, and it actually has some credibility, and I just want to throw it by you. Maybe you can make a comment on today or tomorrow. But the article is, Snowden is either a government plant, paid actor, or MK Ultra victim. And as I read the article, it came from, let me see where it come from, Blacklisted News, the source was reddit.com. He makes some very, the author's not actually, doesn't actually come out what his name is, but he's very, there's some credibility, there's something to think about on this. Because if you look at the age of Edward Snowden, very young guy, and I understand climbing the ladder, how long it takes. Now, if you're talking about intelligence agencies, it takes a lot longer because there's a work history that has to be established. There has to be a trust history. Security clearance isn't just given to you at that top level without first proving yourself because, you know, there's always the possibility of infiltration and spies coming into the agency. And so it takes time to reach that level. So when I read this article, I started thinking, geez, were we duped? Is this possible that Edward Snowden is really not what we think he is? We're thinking he's a patriot, he's a good guy. But then I look how what's happening to Julian Assange, who's being tortured, mentally tortured and drugged up, and quite the opposite. And if you read the article, I don't know if you read it yet, but it appears that the author is true when he says that Edward Snowden appears to be very schooled on how to handle himself and talking and... I'm now looking over everything, and I'm starting to think that maybe we were duped on this one, Michael. We might not have been told the truth. This might be part of a
we cannot rule it out entirely. In fact, stay on the line. I want to hold you over because I've got one more comment about this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Steve Elkins. And Steve, when the Nazis were rising to power in Germany before the war, the Gestapo got a reputation for being able to hear everything that anybody said, see what everybody was doing, practically read minds. Now, the reality, of course, is they couldn't do that. They didn't have the technology. They didn't have the resources. But they worked very hard to craft that image in order to scare the German people into staying silent. So it's entirely possible that Edward Snowden was doing the same thing with us. I mean, he basically put it out there that the NSA was able to listen to all of our telephone calls. And as we pointed out several times on the show in the past, the claimed technical capabilities of the NSA outstrip present technologies, especially the part about getting anything meaningful out of all that data. So it may have been a giant bluff against the American people for the same reason the Gestapo bluffed the German people. Be careful what you say. Stay silent. We're going to hear you if you speak out. And in that context, then, we cannot rule out that this whole Citizen Four and Glenn Greenwald and all the rest of this stuff was, in fact, a psyop against the American people.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so kind of disturbing to think the other alternative there, because I did believe at the time he was truthful, he was honest, he cared, he's a patriot, and now I start to put the pieces of the puzzle together. I look and say, wait a minute, at a guy at this age, how is that possible? Like I said, you have to they're on their toes, and the top brass make all those decisions. It probably goes to a panel of people who decide who goes up the ladder and who doesn't, and it's got to be based on experience, trustworthiness, ability, a number of things, and I just don't see how a 21-year-old could jump so high up the ladder so fast. It doesn't make sense. In the real world, it does not make sense. In the business world, it doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah, well, as you said before, when you look at the way Snowden has sort of been left alone versus how they went after Julian Assange. Something doesn't jibe there.
Yeah, I agree. That's it for Mike. Have a great show. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I'm suspicious of all that stuff as well with Snowden and Assange. I think Assange obviously was right on, but you know, Snowden revealed a whole lot of really important stuff. Among other things, he revealed that Israel got all the intercepts, right? The unfettered, unedited, raw intercepts. Now, I would tell you that somebody who would release that information that exposes the deep state, the FBI, the unconstitutional, unlawful wrongdoing that's been going on under the surveillance regime for years, and a whole lot of people are now looking at it and have been looking at it that wouldn't have been looking at it without Snowden. And so,
well, you know, there's an old saying that, you know, rat poison is 90% good, healthy rat food, and only 10% of it's the actual lies. So they had to build up Snowden's reputation with some real tasty morsels, as it were, in order to get us to take the full bait along with the bad stuff. My question here is, if the NSA really had the capabilities they claim to have, why do we have such an out-of-control cybercrime problem?
Well, I think your other theory about that is probably apt. It's probably they're making money on it. It's probably ex-NSA people and CIA people who are contractors or who left with all the passwords and all the tools and are doing it, and the CIA gets a cut. That's as good a theory as any that I know. But I would tell you that they don't like any light shown on this at all. And the fact that the institutions that we're talking about have been outed formally as being outside the law, outside the Constitution, that in itself is huge. People really weren't looking at it at them as adversarial as they are now. I don't think anybody wanted to do that, or any of the people running the institutions all these years, up to and including the presidents. And the phone companies, by the way, wanted that out. So, I mean, Elkins has a point there. You have to question everything. By the way, he rose not so much in the CIA as a contractor that was rehired by the CIA. But at any rate,
Snowden technically was contracted to the NSA. Because
right. Well,
NSA,
yeah, but he also was a CIA guy for a while. He worked embassies and some other things. Went to the NSA, so he had a lot of stuff. And by the way, it was supposed to be one of the best kept secrets, right? And you don't want too many people in there. And since he had wide exposure from doing it overseas in the embassy from two different agencies, maybe he would have been hired. And by the way, he also said in his interview that I saw on Ryan Dawson's thing the person who had that coordinating job, basically, that he finally settled into, did nothing with it before. He was some old-timer waiting to retire. And so that was not considered a big-time job, but yet he was considered trustworthy and had a background. What I'm telling you, obviously, is I tend to believe the guy. The secrets are too big. The institutions are too compromised, that he said, to have any sort of positive outcome. I mean, they're trying to live that down every day. Clapper had to go and say that he was lying. What do you think that made him feel like, right? When he lied and said, surveilling, right?
It could be as simple as the fact that Snowden was just very, very good at what he did. I mean, I got hired by NASA JPL right out of high school. So young people very often are grabbed and groomed and move forward, and it could be that. Let's just say at this point, we're not sure about Snowden anymore, and we're not sure about the NSA.
Mike, you're right. Everybody, I have to question everybody nowadays, but I think the magnitude and the volume of what he revealed, I think it's way beyond what they want to reveal. And too many people, big people. If the government worked the way it should, Mike, there's a whole lot of people already be in jail. Directors of the CIA, directors of of the NSA, presidents would be in jail if things worked the way they should. And that revealed to everybody that was going on. And by the way, you're smart as hell, but I've listened to Snowden, and he's smart as hell too. So
yes.
I don't know. I tend to believe the guy. And the other thing I wanted to talk about, and I thought it was interesting, is to my knowledge, they have not released any units that did this Big Daddy raid, right?
Yeah.
So what did they release as a hero? The dog, who can never be interviewed, who can never turn for money, who can never say the wrong thing. It's like the dead guy they had for the anthrax thing. You may as well make the dog the hero, and they won't have to kill an entire SEAL team like they did last time.
Well, definitely as far as this so-called raid on Baghdadi, I'm convinced it's not what we're being told it is. I'm not convinced that Baghdadi died, that he'll turn up in another 6 to 8 months once more. But by then, the U.S. will have accomplished its objective of fortifying the Syrian oil fields and just sucking that oil out from under Syria.
Yeah, essentially that's right. It is piracy. It's like the slant drilling that we allowed the Kuwaitis to do prior to the Gulf, to the Persian Gulf, the Desert Storm, Desert Box, or whatever the hell I was in it. I don't even remember the name. But they were slant drilling, and we allowed that. And we've always been into pirating stuff. So, Mike, what do you think about the? I saw something today about the impeachment stuff.
Yeah.
About the vote. That they it's a vote for impeachment that is not really an impeachment?
Yeah, Pelosi's already in thrash mode about that. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show.
Well, I'll be looking forward to I know I've taken up a lot of time. You probably have a lot of callers, but
The phone lines are really loaded up here.
Yeah, all right, guys. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Conan the Barkinator there. Does anybody, Mike, remember when Trump says he died like a dog, and all of a sudden they bring out this dog, Conan? I mean, this is just beyond the pale. Like, I mean, come on now. And Mike, do you realize ISIS has, like, excavator equipment? They had diggers.
Yep.
They had all this equipment to dig tunnels. Trenches, but yet he runs down a dead end, only in a rerun.
And in his own base, where he would know what tunnels had a dead end or had an escape hatch or whatever. That's another part of the story that just doesn't make any sense, that it would have even started down that tunnel.
Yeah, I wonder if the same base had Stinger and TOW missiles in it. I wonder how he got them there.
Yeah.
What if... And, Mike, I looked at this. I'm not going to rail on Trump, even though I'm going to have to. I didn't want to because my God, I mean, I saw this thing. It said 82% of evangelicals like Trump, but do they realize that he gave all his money to Saudi Arabia that hates, like, Christians? he gave, I don't know if you talked about that, he gave $4.5 million more to the White Helmets, which is a propaganda tool created by the British to be used as a proxy of ISIS. They are ISIS.
Yes.
They are jihadis. He gave them $4.5 million more, and I want to know, all these Trump supporters who still call in believing this dude, okay? Like, why? Why do you, like, how come he didn't use that $4.5 million for all of our veterans who got issues sleeping on the freaking streets of this country? Why didn't you use that?
Yes.
Why is your government and Trump not using that money for them? Why would he give $4.5 million to the White Helmets when we all know, because we call in and you talked about it, and you can just go look at the documentation of the White Helmets, who they are. Why would he do that?
Yes.
If Trump is our best buddy, or he's going to do something for us? Because as far as I'm concerned, Mike, up until this date, what's today, the 28th, 29th, you know?
29.
Where's the arrest? Where's the indictments? I talk about this every other day. Where's the wall? The troops were coming home, and now they're not. When are people going to wake the hell up to figure out it's BS? It's BS. I mean, I don't understand why people still we've been played. We've been played, Mike.
Yep.
Okay, and people are still accepting to be played. Like, when are they not going to be played? When Trump's, like, if Trump gets in for the second term and nothing's still done, are they still going to support him? But at that point, it don't matter. You know? Like, nothing's
yep.
changed. Nothing has freaking changed, man. You know? And by the way, the Federal Reserve is still pumping liquidity into the banks. So that's
yes.
not changed. So I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm not going to vote anymore, and I had it with this charade, you know, and I
yep.
thought Trump, you know, Mike, when Trump won, I was so freaking happy, man. I was like,
same
yeah,
here.
Man, he's gonna stick it to them. And they stuck it to him, and he didn't do anything about it. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, what's your take? I mean, it's beyond disappointment now. It's just a fraud. Now,
yeah,
you know, I mean,
this thing
up.
About sending U.S. forces into Syria to control the oil, followed by Exxon. I mean, there's no real way to spin that as something that America should be doing, which is why I think they're going to try some kind of a false flag blamed on ISIS to anger the American people to get us, you know, angry enough to jump back on the war wagon saying, yes, let's go kill them all, and I don't care if it's right or wrong.
Now, is that making America great again, Mike? Stealing somebody's oil while we're not building
oil. It's not my idea of making America great again. My idea of making America great again was rebuilding the factories and rebuilding our technology. But I guess, you know, Trump's idea of making America great again is unending war. No, but as Yoda used to say, wars do not make one great.
And we all thought Trump was different, but he's more of the same. Mike, have a good night.
He's worse in many ways. He's worse in many ways. Anything else, Dustin? All right, we're going to switch over to Steve in West Virginia. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I got a couple things. I want to echo what the rest of your callers are saying. I've heard last night that both Iran and the Russians are actually laughing at us, that this is such a joke and such a, you know, like a false flag op. That it's so obvious that they're laughing at us. And I just wonder, you know, I mean, how many people, you know, if you can step back out, you should try and step back out of your shoes and take a look at America and how both sides are pitting each other against each other and saying that, you know, the Russian agents on one side. It just looks ridiculous, man. And I'll tell you, when I travel abroad, I'm embarrassed to be represented by our government. I'm almost ready to say it. Sometimes I'm a Canadian, and you know that might be just as bad. But I mean, these guys are embarrassing. I mean, stuff they're pulling on American people. And I want to point something out to what you said about Snowden. Webster Tarpley, when he used to go on Rents, he used to be a regular guest on Rents about every 2 weeks. And he said that a long time ago, that Snowden was just an op, and that's all it was. And the guy from Veterans Today said that that basically Assange is what he was, is an operative for the Likud party, because you have two sides of Israel going against each other. You have the Likud.
All right, well, Steve, I got to put you on hold. Okay. I got to put you on hold. We got to take another break for commercials. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're talking with Steve in West Virginia and looking at what's going on in our government and our country. And, you know, at heart, I'm a pacifist, but I keep thinking back to this wonderful line from the movie Young Frankenstein by the head of the local police. And he says, a riot is an ugly thing. And I think it's just about time that we had one.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, I want to get back to what I was emphasizing, though, is the guy from Veterans Today. I know you're not really fond of him, and neither am I, but he does bring up a good point in that he says that, you know, that Israel has two sides, just like we have the Democrats and Republicans. Israel has the Bolshevik side, and they have the Likud conservative side, and the Bolshevik side is the one responsible for pushing all the transgender people, all the immoral sex and all the, you know, all that stuff on us, on, you know, and demoralizing our culture here, while the Likud party is like the real stringent Christian, you know, type, only it's a version of Israel. And it makes a lot of sense, and it makes, you know, sense that they're fighting against each other, just like the Dems and the Republicans fight, and that's how we've ended up with some of this. And the other thing I want to ask you about, I mean, I watch so many of these people, and, you know, they get banned from Twitter, and they go crazy. It's like their dog died, and I don't understand it. I mean, how come when Twitter or YouTube ban somebody, why can't we all just move to, you know, there's so many other channels out there. You got Gab, why can't, you know, we popularize that and or move to another YouTube thing? There's DLive.
Well,
I
think a lot of people are simply outraged at this assault on our First Amendment right to freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of expression. And to see American corporations join with our Congress in wanting to shred the Bill of Rights, I think that's upsetting to a lot of people. And they're venting about it. You know, why are we being shut down just because we asked an imprudent question? Now, apparently, there is somebody who's started a court case saying that, you know, this is a free speech issue, and it's going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, one other quick, I agree with you. One other quick thing I've got, though, is that some of these people that have all these big channels on YouTube, they went in doing this as, you know, to be outspoken and as like a part-time thing, to be outspoken about what's going on in our government and to, you know, to let people know what's going on. But now what they've done is they've converted it to, they've quit their jobs and they've converted, you know, this thing to a full-time job. So they're beholden to that money. And if they lose that money, you know, I think you got to approach it, you know, where you have your regular job, do your regular job, and then come on as a patriot at part time, and don't rely on the money. Don't think you're going to get the money.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, nobody gets rich in independent media. All right, well, Steve, we're going to let you go. Got to do station identification. We got more callers waiting on the line as soon as we get back with hour number two.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.